And the first one is planning. What percent of salespeople fail because they don't spend the right amount of time planning? What do you think that is? It's a high percentage. It's actually 78%. 78% of salespeople fail because they don't plan. Now, how much time do you plan? How much time do you spend planning? Well, remember back when they used to have the ID salesperson of the month, when they had the ID magazine actually in print? Well, I used to call the ID salesperson of the month and ask them some questions that weren't actually covered in there. One of the questions I always asked them was, how much time do you spend planning? How much time do you think? How many hours a week? If you totaled, if you know, per day, how much total would it be per week? And I usually get an answer, you know, all over the board. Their answer was about 4 hours. So 4 hours of planning time. Now you think, what would you do for 4 hours? Well, if you sat down, let's say a Friday afternoon or Saturday morning, and said, I'm going to spend this time planning. And let's say you're going to go out and you're going to call on 40 accounts next week. Okay, the first account I'm going to call on, I get my laptop, I got my all my details here, I got my hard copy file, and open it up, and I say, what am I going to do when I go in there? What am I going to sell them? And then the next call, the next second call, the third call, the fourth call. And you go through, by the time you go through 40 accounts, it's the hardest work that you've done all week. But you are so prepared. You know, Sunday night takes on a whole new meaning, especially if you're new in the business. You're wondering, what did I get myself into? Sunday night is when that kind of sinks in. You know, that big Sunday paper over there. So I wonder if there's a real job in there that I might be able to go to. But instead, you feel good because you've planned before the weekend. All during the weekend, all those ideas that you put down sink into your head, and then Monday morning, you're ready to go out there. And of course, Monday morning, the first thing happens is the phone rings, you got a problem. And it messes you up. But still, you got that track to run on. You know, an airplane flying from Los Angeles to New York is off course 98% of the time. But it always keeps coming back because it has that plan, has that flight plan. It's the same thing with us. Now, let's say that you're going to, if heaven forbid, you want to sell real estate. Here's what you would do. You would go out and you would find an area that has 500 houses. And you would work those 500 houses. Now, if you work those 500 houses over and over and over again, and you put door hangers up, you introduced yourself, you went to the homeowners association, you really got to know them, and you said, I am your broker if you want to sell your house, if you want an evaluation, whatever. You would make a living selling real estate. If you wanted to sell insurance, you need 500 families. If you have 500 families that you continuously work, you'll sell enough insurance. And it goes on. Everything that you can think of has a set of numbers. Now, what about us? How many accounts and what kind of plan can we have? Well, somewhere there's a number. And it's kind of different because it depends on your area sometimes. Sometimes, you know, you may not have any big accounts, so you have to have a few more. You may have an area where there's, like I was in Las Vegas, and there's one guy that has six accounts, and he does $30 million a year in six accounts. But he goes to those accounts like three or four times a day. I mean, he goes in the morning, goes in the afternoon, and, you know, they sell him truckloads of stuff to the casinos. But that's unique. But on average, how many accounts? How many accounts do you have? How many accounts should you have? Well, if you have less than 40, you don't have enough. If you have less than 40 accounts, you don't have enough. You need 40 accounts. And you need to be calling on 40 accounts every week. And some may say, well, that's too many. No, that's not too many. You can call because some of them, you just go in and say, hey, I'm Joe from Cisco. Here's my card. Here's a little something for you. I just want to let you know that I'm here. And if you need me, call me. Now, how long does that take? Only a couple minutes. But if you call consistently on those accounts every week, you'll be okay. Now, in 40 accounts, how much business is in 40 accounts? If you figure it out, you know, you can't even open a restaurant unless you're buying about $100,000 a year. If you're not buying $100,000 a year, unless you got a little donut shop or a little sandwich shop, $100,000 a year, you have to be buying $100,000, and some of you have been in the restaurant business, you know that you have to buy that much in order to sell enough in order to pay your rent and your payroll and all your expenses. So $100,000. So $100,000 times 40 accounts is how much? So $4 million. So in 40 accounts, there's at least $4 million in sales. And I would guarantee you that there would, if you figured it out, there would be $8 million in 40 accounts. $8 million. So if you're calling on 40 carefully selected accounts, you are calling on the potential of very possibly $8 million. Now, I'm not saying you can get all that business, but here's what we can do to make a plan. Now, see, our mind works on specifics. It works on things that we can get our hands around and really see. And if you took a an Excel spreadsheet or a yellow pad and put these numbers in there, first of all, list down your 40 accounts. Go into each one of those accounts on the first column and say how much business is in this account. And, you know, that's easy to figure. Their average check size, their average number of meals per week. You know, you can kind of figure that out. Okay, how much business, you know, how much business is there on the account? Maybe they got a 35% food cost, so you estimate their sales, estimate their food costs. Say, okay, this account right here is buying this much. And then you total that up. You do that for all 40 accounts. You total that up. You will be amazed at how much business is there that you're calling on. And then on the next column, write down how much of that business you're actually getting, whether it's zero, you know, to all of it. I mean, just write that down and total that up. And you'll see, okay, there's a big gap there. There's a huge opportunity there for me. And then on the next column, write down how much you want. How much of that business do you want? And put that down there. And then you've got your something that you can grab hold of. And then on the next column, put down your next step in each one of those accounts. This account here, I want to get the produce. This account here, I want to get the French fry business. This account here, I want the bacon. I want to sell them that bacon. And it's case by case by case. But what's your next step in that account? Maybe it's to set up a business review. Maybe it's to help them design their menu. Maybe it's to do something beyond just selling cases. But what is your next step in that account? Now, I guarantee you, if you do that, all of a sudden the business becomes crystal clear. I got 40 customers, and all I have to do is really, really get close to them, really be friends with them, really get to know them, really help them any way I possibly can, and get as many points of connection in there as I can. I got to know their husband, know their wife, know their birthdays, know everything about them, know the name of their dog, know everything about them, and the more you know about them, the more connections you have. See, because every one of your customers, they have a scoreboard up there. You're on one side, your competitor is on the other. And what you want to do is you want to move points from your competitor to your side. Every time, every call, you want to at least move one point over to your side. And eventually that will tip towards you. And another thing, which is what Robbie said, which I think is fantastic, is it doesn't say up there your name. It says Cisco. So that means it says Cisco. So that means it means that everybody in the company is earning those points. That means the driver's earning the points. That means the credit manager. When the credit manager calls up, do we have a credit manager in here? By any chance? No. I do some training for credit managers because it's such a unique time. And I always encourage them, when you call up, the first thing you say to them is say, we really appreciate your business, and I see that you've been buying from us for 10 years. We really appreciate that. And you've been paying for all these times, but you know, you're a little bit behind right now. What is there something I can help you with? And by taking that approach, rather than say, just a credit manager, you're behind. You know, so, but again, so that's the point up there, is from the company. So I had one fella call me here, this happened about a year ago, he called me, and he said, Bobby, I'm getting ready to quit. He said, I just can't make it. He was near my home. And he said, what should I do? I said, well, here's what you do, you know, do this plan. Well, he took it a step further. He took some of those white, big white boards, and he put them in the front wall of his garage. And he took black little electrical tape, and he taped off all the lines. And he wrote down his customers. He wrote down their potential. He wrote it down. And he said, every time I pull in the garage, there it is. I go up every night, and I keep making changes. My next step changes. If I miscalculated the numbers, I correct the numbers. And he said, I did that every day. And you know, in 6 months, he went from quitting, wanting to quit, to being in the top 10% of the sales team. Just by putting down that plan. So you see, planning, and another thing is when we plan, we have to plan to make sales. That's what it's all about. And I had a sales manager that I used to work with at one time, and what he used to do is he would put a stopwatch in his pocket. And when he rode with his salespeople, when they started to sell, he would start it. And then when they stopped, he would stop it. And then at the end of the day, he would show them how much time they actually spent selling. I mean, because we justify a lot of these other activities that we do, and we call them selling. But selling is actually sitting right in front of the customer and saying, how can I help you? What can we do to increase our business together? That's selling. The rest of it is entering orders, answering your email, listening to podcasts, all these, you know, those aren't selling. So if you increase that, so at the end of the day, I mean, you would spend maybe 20 or 30 minutes during a whole 8 or 10 hour day actually selling. If you just doubled that and added another 30 minutes onto that by being a little more prepared, planning a little better, amazing what that would do for you. So that's number one, is did I plan? Did I make out a really, really good plan? And